Hey, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching in from. A lot of interesting market movements happening right now. Bitcoin staying a little bit steady, but hashtag XRP, the standard, is making a big time, or just continuing a really ridiculous run that Ripple has had. At one point in time, surpassed the market capitalization of Ethereum, of ETH. It's pretty much nipping at the bud right now of Ethereum. So Ripple is well on the way to becoming the second most valuable cryptocurrency, and is actually right now the most valuable private startup in Silicon Valley if you classify the market capitalization in comparison to Uber, which is right now the most valuable private company in Silicon Valley. So pretty crazy stuff going on with Ripple right now. A lot of other crypto out there making some pretty heavy moves as well. You got Cardano making a nice 24% gain. Stellar Lumen's up 23%, which is something interesting that we will talk about kind of over the course of this video, since Stellar Lumen's is somewhat comparable or competitive to Ripple and hasn't pumped nearly as hard. So could you see something similar with Stellar Lumen's in the future? Also want to go over a little bit of my updated portfolio just so you guys have a feel for what's going on there. Have a interesting document PDF that is circulating around Wall Street, and let's say the more intelligent investors or the maybe more experienced investors, that is circulating around. It's a free PDF that I have on Dropbox, which I'll link to below, but we'll talk about that as well. As always, you know, anytime you can get some free reading and learn as much as possible, that is a great way to go about things. So let's hop into it today. And like I said, I mean, kicking things off, the 24-hour change versus USD will pop that open. Ripple is crushing it right now. On-chain FX, 32%. It reached an all-time high of $1.90 right now. That was in the past 24 hours. It's 4% off that right now, but it reached an all-time high of $1.90. If we pull up the, I'll pull up the XRP charts here. Let's hop over to Bittrex, pull up the XRP charts on against Bitcoin, and you can see the movement here has just been absolutely explosive. Granted, it's still a bit off from like the crazy run that Ripple had against Bitcoin back in May of this year, where it really kind of sold off all the way down from May, and pretty clearly bottomed out in mid-December, at least against the Bitcoin ratio, and has just gone absolutely through the roof. US dollar chart obviously looks a bit different here, but if we pop this over and we look at the growth we've seen in Ripple in the past couple of weeks, we'll pop this up from December 8th to right now on a Bitcoin pairing ratio, Ripple is up 830%. That is incredible. That is absolutely nuts, but 830%. From a Bitcoin trading perspective in the past 22 days for a crypto that was already well over $1 billion, well over $1 billion Ripple was. We'll pop over to the US dollar chart just to look at that. And you know, when we zoom out here, so this only goes back to August on Coinigy, which is when that they started to track it on from US dollar Tether. But for the most part, basically from August until December, Ripple is trading between like, you know, maybe at the bottom, maybe like 14 cents, at the peak, like 30 cents or so. And then come mid-December, it popped all the way from pretty much overnight within the course of 3 days, Ripple popped from 22 cents all the way up to 83 cents. Sold down a little bit, 70 cents, kind of stabilized. Built up for its next run, and then has since done that again and again. So right now, Ripple is, we'll see the growth here from a US dollar perspective, but yep. So in comparison to Bitcoin, it's a little bit less, but US dollar tether-wise, in 17 days, Bitcoin has gone up 600%. So we can actually, I'll zoom that out a little bit more. That'll probably give us a pretty equal comparison here. So actually, it's up about 720% over the same 21-22 day time frame that I was looking at with Bitcoin there. So that is absolutely nuts. I mean, that is a massive move. I know a lot of people now are huge fans of Ripple, because if you had $1,000 in Ripple, that is now quite a bit more than that. If you had $10,000 in Ripple, you can buy yourself a very nice luxury car, or you can disperse that into any other crypto, or you can hold on to it, or you can do whatever you want to do. So I personally have owned no Ripple whatsoever. I have in the past have made some trades on Ripple a while ago, nothing too recent. I would say in looking at this and looking at some of the other crypto assets out there, some of the other things that I'm looking at, one thing that I'm personally noticing in myself, and one of my maybe perhaps weaknesses, is that when something pumps, I don't want to say I'm quick to dismiss it, but like when Ripple initially pumped up from 20 cents to 80 cents, it made a made a massive movement, obviously. And when that happened, I didn't do all that much. I looked at it and I was like, you know what? If it cools off, if it's probably going to pull back significantly, maybe that is a, maybe that's a time to enter in. Or two, I was thinking, you know what? I missed the pump. This is it. Ripple's already a multi-billion-dollar crypto asset, and I'm not going to, I don't want to touch it. I don't want to get caught in a sell-off. And then it pumped, and then it pumped again, and now it's pumped again. So that's one of, I would say, like my weaknesses sometimes is I look at something and I say, you know what, it's gone up too far too fast. It's not going to continue that. And I don't want any part of it because I'm going to get burned. I'm going to get verged here. Verge is going to go through the roof. And then the second that does that, I'm going to buy at the absolute top and it's going to drop 45% and I'm going to be screwed. That doesn't always happen. You can see here with XRP, another one that I'm kind of thinking about this in relationship to, and this is a smaller, much smaller crypto asset, which I think is a little bit more likely for that to happen, is Ryblox. A couple people have mentioned Ryblox over and over and over again in the comments and hit me up on Twitter, and they've called it since it was probably less than 150 mil in market cap, and now it's well over $1 billion. So, and I saw that pump up from like sub 30 mil to over 150 million. And I looked at that and I was like, you know what? It's just too aggressive of a move for me right now. I mean, we're talking about a 5X crypto move. Like, what kind of idiot buys into a 5X move and then it 10X is on top of that 5X move? So it's hard to make an accurate assessment of how this might move every single time. But that's like one thing that I look at is I'm a lot more, I would say, conservative when something pumps up. And I don't always make those, massive movements when if Ripple goes up 3-4x, I am much less likely to buy than somebody else out there might be. And in that respect, I can sometimes most likely be one who is missing out on a longer pump because it's hard to see how long something is going to continue to grow for and where it might go from there. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, like, I've tried to learn what's happened with Ripple, and I try to learn as much as possible every single time from every crypto asset that I look at. And I've tried to kind of adjust that with how I'm playing Cardano right now. And you'll see in the portfolio that it's actually my second largest position right now. And let's see here. We'll pull it over to Bittrex. That has the longer history. So Cardano has... Cardano has pumped up from, I'll pull up the 12 hour here. Cardano has pumped up real hard, like multiple times. And rather than selling off on every one of those occasions, I've looked to add into my position at every single one of these dips. And the reason that I'm doing that is because I've looked at kind of what's happened with Ripple. And I'm thinking, you know what? You've missed out on significant opportunity because it has gone up quite a bit, and the fundamentals are solid. The fundamentals are what they are, but you're afraid to buy into, you're afraid to get burned by a pump. And I already had an established position from mid-November into Cardano that went up like 10X. Then I pulled back, I added more to the position, and then it went up again. And I've really, within the past week or so, basically added into my Cardano position on a daily basis, trying to buy into it because I do think it's going to have another leg up and I don't want to miss that. And that's kind of what what's happened with Ripple for me is I've underestimated how many legs up that it can have. And I think that's something that you want to look at. Also, I mean, this has to do, I think, in a little bit more respects with some crypto that has maybe more fundamentals or like a solid community behind it. Some of these like smaller And I don't want to specifically say pump and dumps because who knows if they are, but sometimes when you have a crypto asset that goes, or a currency, whatever, that goes from 15, 20 mil to 100 mil, that can really be maybe a little bit more likely and a lot more volatile to dip down quite a bit. So I don't maybe necessarily apply this as much to some of those smaller assets as some of those bigger, as some of these bigger ones we could see here too. I mean, right now, Ripple at $70 billion in market capitalization. One thing that I would say that a lot of people, and I've said it before, but I think it's really worth echoing again, but a lot of people, especially new people that are looking at this right now, hop on CoinMarketCap. They go, you buy, you set up your Coinbase account, and you buy Gemini, you get coin, you get Bitcoin, you get Rip, or you get Ethereum, and then you say, okay, these are cool, but they're not making me as much money. I see on on-chain FX, this coin is up 40%, this coin is up 70%, this coin is up 150%. I want some of that action. So I'm going to go try and find some random crypto on the second or third page of CoinMarketCap, and that's going to be the next Bitcoin. That's going to be the next one that takes me to the promised land. You don't necessarily have to do that. Ripple is really going to show right now that you can be a multi-billion dollar cryptocurrency and you can pump to the high heavens and you can make somebody a ton of money. So Ripple is a fantastic example right now that you can be a billion plus dollar cryptocurrency and you can still have a lot of pump left in you. You know, maybe you're going to get a 1,000x gain, probably not, but Ripple is there. Ripple is, it's a good example, and that's also a big reason why I'm a fan of Cardano personally at this point in time, because even though it is, you know, even though Cardano is a $12 billion crypto asset, for me, I see something like Ripple, you see Ethereum, you see Bitcoin Cash, and you say, okay, like the market accepts a, the market will accept a $70 billion crypto out there, like Ripple, like Ethereum. Obviously, Bitcoin is a $240 billion crypto. So the market is much more accepting as of right now, at least. I mean, this could change in a month and everything could blow up and everybody wants, you know, everybody might shelter their money in Bitcoin or something else or whatever, or just leave crypto. But for the time being, the market is very accepting of these, of these valuations. So I think it's a really good point. And outside of that too, on, you know, going to Ripple and finding the next Ripple or some of these other things, I've seen a couple different people talk on Twitter, and I think it's an interesting part of the conversation. But Stellar Lumens is very, not exactly the same, but similar to Ripple in some respects. And Stellar has not pumped anywhere near hard, as hard as Ripple has. We could pull up the XLM charts on Bittrex. And it's kind of forming somewhat of a similar pattern. It is, it's still up quite a bit on the Bitcoin ratio, especially from the bottom, from its kind of bottom in mid-November. It's up about 300%. But when you compare that to Ripple, you're talking about 2x of, it's, you know, maybe 50% of what Ripple's done. So I think it's fairly interesting when you're looking at Stellar Lumens and potentially somewhat of an investing thesis there, that people are looking for the next Ripple or something that could be similar to it to get that similar type of return. And people might look at Stellar Lumens and say, wow, this only, this has less than a $5 billion market cap. Ripple has a $70 billion market cap, $71 billion market cap. What if Stellar Lumens is the next Ripple? I'll still get rich. So that's something that I, again, and I have no money in Ripple. I have no money in Stellar, but I'm starting to see more and more people talking about this, and it could be something, I mean, Stellar Lumens is up 23% of the day. Could be something that is driving, could drive the price for Stellar Lumens long-term. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out, but I'll keep an eye on that one for sure. Now, outside of that, hopping into this quick little PDF on Dropbox, about a 20 plus page PDF. It's back from November 30th. But I think it was Kyle Samani from Multicoin Cap, Capital, which is a crypto hedge fund, essentially. And he tweeted about this. And if you're listening on the podcast, I'll put a link below. If you're on the YouTube channel, I'll put a link below, but this is, it's free. It's just a PDF. But this is something that Kyle mentioned was kind of circulating around the hedge fund, traditional finance, Wall Street type crowd. And it's, I would say, a little bit more of a in-depth piece as far as how people might look to value crypto assets. And again, there's my favorite term, crypto assets. I saw a couple people joking in the comments before about how I say crypto assets all the time because I like the book so much. I do like Chris Bernanke's book, but going off on a quick tangent here, I've noticed a lot of people like that give a ton of pushback anytime anybody says crypto, because crypto is really short for cryptography, which, yes, I know that. I'm not an idiot, but crypto is also something that is kind of now shorthand nature for cryptocurrencies or crypto tokens or ERC-20 tokens or whatever. So I've started to say crypto assets a little bit more, so I don't get crap from anybody when they try to say, hey, you're saying crypto and that's short for cryptography and blah, 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 blah. That's why I'm saying crypto assets, because not everything is a cryptocurrency either. Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. Monero is a cryptocurrency. Zcash is a cryptocurrency, but a lot of the tokens, OmiseGo isn't really a cryptocurrency. It's an ERC-20 token. It's a utility token. A lot of these tokens out there are not cryptocurrencies in the true sense of the word. So crypto assets is maybe a better explainer, but that's why I'm saying that. If anybody is joking around or laughing in the comments, just the whole crypto/cryptography yelling at high horse debate there. But this is it's an interesting PDF, and I would definitely, if you have 30 minutes, an hour to go through it, I would recommend it. And you can see here too, from a crypto asset perspective, it is John Pfeffer, who was a former partner at KKR, I believe now has his own firm, but breaks down crypto use cases in three different ways. Network backbones or virtual machines, which is like the Ethereums, the Neos, the Cardanos, the Lisks. And then you have distributed applications, dApps, that are built on top of those applications, like your Augur or your, it could be a variety of things like Bloom. Jesse was on the YouTube live last night. Bloom is going to be a distributed application, essentially built on top of Ethereum. And then you have money, and that's, your Bitcoin, that is your Monero, your Zcash. Shout out to you Electronium folks. I guess you could say Electronium is money. So shout out to you homies out there who always get mad at me. But, that could be money or monetary store value or payments. An interesting way to break things down. I tend to agree with that, but some really good general observations from the economics, the valuation of utility protocols. So I would definitely recommend checking this out. I mean, it's a pretty beefy. It's 24 pages, pretty in depth. So I don't want to give a full rundown of it, but I would definitely recommend you take a look at it if you're more interested in how you can run your own valuation and not just go on Twitter and see when somebody posts a meme and it's like, XRP the standard to the moon. Okay, I'm buying. Maybe you can do your own just study on the economics and the valuation of the protocol and of the currency and have more success that way. So definitely something that I recommend doing is taking a look here. And then one of the last things I'll do, so I'm going to pull this one up right now. Give me one second. So pop over to the website. My portfolio, it's now updated a little bit. I actually need to change the date because I'm an idiot. But this is updated. By the time you guys click on this, this will be updated. But so it was updated today, December 29th. And here's my updated portfolio. A couple different moves that I've made personally. But I haven't sold any Bitcoin. I've actually added to the Bitcoin position. But the price of Bitcoin has gone down since the 18th. So you see a smaller fiat percentage there. Cardano is actually my second largest position right now. Like I said, I've built up a pretty substantial position in Cardano. It's about 26% of my portfolio. I've just gotten more and more confident in it, and I've really liked what I've seen. So that's just me. Obviously, and again, this is never financial advice. I just like to provide transparency. So when you see me talking about something, you can say, okay, this guy has money in it. He's an idiot. I don't want to listen to him. Or, maybe he has money in it, so I'm going to take everything he says with a grain of salt, which you should always take everything I say with a grain of salt, because that's just the way to do things. Anybody on YouTube, anybody in the world, everything. Learn from it, understand it, do your own thing. But Cardano is the second largest position. Ethereum is still, you know, a core position there. Zcash is VeChain has popped up. I'm colorblind, so you can, in real time, if you're on the podcast, I'm sorry, but I am, like I said before, I am red, green, colorblind. So I was looking at this and I saw Zcash here in the green, and I didn't realize that these two colors were different until I popped the cursor over that and saw VeChain. So when I say I'm red, green, colorblind, I really am. But VeChain here has popped off recently. That's crushed it for me lately. That is up to 7% of my portfolio. I have actually not sold any of that, so I've held on to a good bit of it. And then we got Zcash up to about 6%. ZRX and Bread are the only two recent entrants into my portfolio. So both ZRX, 0X, ticker symbol ZRX, and then Bread are two new entrants into the portfolio, both at about 4.2%. Not on purpose, but the exact same percentage. So those are my two recent entrants into the portfolio, 0X and Bread. I like 0X because of it has a lot of institutional backing. It has a lot of people that really do think it is a solid project. And from that perspective too, it has I don't want to say a meager valuation. It's still a $300 million crypto asset, but it's still a bargain in comparison to a lot of other things out there. And I think the decentralized exchange use case, while it is not necessarily like decentralized exchanges are cool to talk about now, but they're not like as functional as something like Bittrex or Binance or GDAX or whatever. But in the future, they could be. And if something bad happens with one of these big exchanges, then you're going to see the price of something like 0X or Kyber Network or one of those pop. And 0X actually is a functioning product, so I'm excited about that. And Bread, really just kind of a long shot bet on Bread becoming more of a crypto bank. And they have a solid team and already a wallet in place and a lot of other things. They've been around for a while. So Bread is a little bit more of a long shot bet. And again, smaller valuation there, 100 mil. So interested to see how that pays out. Now, outside of that, guys, and again, none of this is financial advice whatsoever. This is just for full transparency. So, like I said, if you look at this and say that's cool, like I have my money in Ripple and Litecoin or whatever, then that's cool. None of this means that I hate your cryptocurrency. None of this means that I hate the money that you have, or that I don't want you to make money or anything. Because I don't Ripple, because I don't own Litecoin, because I don't own Stellar Lumens, whatever. I only have so much money to go around, and I only have so many places to put my money. And I think, you know, typically I try to keep it to like 6 cryptos. Right now I have about 8. So, I mean, this is like at peak for the amount of assets that I really want to be holding in the space. And it gets to a point where I like to have a decent sized position. So if it makes a pretty big move up, you know, I can actually feel some, I can feel something from that move. So that's just something that I keep in mind. But a quick heads up to everybody that is going to comment on this video and say, why no LTC, sir? Or, you know, why no Ripple or whatever? I don't hate your cryptocurrency. I only have so much money to go around. I hope you make money. That's all I'll say. Outside of that, guys, if you are new to the channel, by any chance, my name is Crypto Bobby. I do daily videos on the subject of crypto, as well as YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hours. So hit the subscribe button, the notify bell for that. Hope you enjoyed this video. Hope it was helpful for you. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.